I am in my own head, right? I have to stop this self-sabotage. I am the only thing, the only person that is in my way right now. And if you have that realization, you're just going to be able to show up and be clear-minded, because the reality is, gentlemen, no one's thinking of you.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media, because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Today, we're going to be talking about everyone was staring at me when I first walked into the gym. And just like I was saying, before I really started this podcast, I was telling the live audience, by the way, you should be watching me live, all right? Tune into my social medias. But like when I first walked into the gym and I saw the guys with the veins and the muscles and the tank tops, like I was scared. I didn't really know what I was doing. Like the machinery, you know, when you first go to the gym, sometimes you just pick your little corner. You don't go into the scary section because you don't really know what to do. And like, I didn't want to go around those people because I literally thought everyone was staring at me. Everyone was judging me. And people in their heads, they were just like calling me names like, oh, who does this kid think he is? And I know, guys, probably the same thing with you. Like you walk in the gym, you feel a little frightened. You make eye contact with some people and they're like, oh, they're judging me. What I'm wearing, my gym clothes, my gym bag, what I'm doing during the workouts, is this even correct? And you get all caught up in your head. And then that makes you not really enjoy the process. So then you're inconsistent, you fall off track, and that's why the weight has been packing on. And you're just not feeling as good as you want, you're not feeling confident, low on energy, sluggish. But here's what I'm here to tell you. I just have a couple things I want to say about this. What really helped me is realizing that in reality, right, in our own heads, we're selling ourselves this story that's not even true, saying everybody's judging us. But in reality, we are stuck in our own heads, but so is everybody else. Everybody is in their own head. And you have to think, like, if you feel like you're getting judged, so is everybody else thinking that in that gym. There's a lot of people thinking, oh, am I getting judged right now? Right? So you're looking at somebody, they're looking at you, and both of you are thinking, oh, are they judging me? And it's crazy because we're all caught up in our own head. Nobody is judging you. People are just scared if they're getting judged. Innately, we're selfish, right? We like want to feel safe. And sometimes in the gym for you, don't feel safe. Feel like people are looking at you, judging you. Other humans are doing that as well. So just know, like, be that person that's not caught up in your own head. Focus on your exercises. Focus on your workouts, knowing that a lot of other people in the gym are probably feeling the same way as you. That's it. What helps me too is just music. Like, literally, if I don't work out with any music, I feel naked. It's weird. All right. So for you, have some headphones, listen to some music. It will get the judgment down, right? It will get the self-talk down. You can just focus on your workouts. Okay. And the last thing I just want to say here is no one cuts time out of their busy day. We're all busy now, right? Inflation's a little weird and crazy. And, you know, we got to make a living. So people are freaking busy. And no one is going to carve 30 to 60 minutes without even the commute. Like, some people commute 20 minutes to a gym and then work out for 60 minutes, commute 20. Like, do you think, all right, that's 100 total minutes right there. If you have a 20-minute commute there and back and you have a 60-minute exercise, like, or a 60-minute workout, do you think someone is carving out 100 minutes of their day to go and judge other people? Do you think, like, that guy's just getting ready to, he's having his pre-workout meal. He's like, yes, I can't wait to go and judge people today. I'm going to judge that guy and this girl. No. Like, everybody's focused on their own goals, and so should you be, all right? So hopefully, gentlemen, this just kind of relieves you of your stresses of stepping into that gym, because literally in your own head. And if you're in your own head when it comes to fitness, you're probably in your own head when it comes to a lot of other things in your life. So just food for thought. This will help you have this breakthrough of like, all right, I am actually, have that realization, right? All right, I am in my own head, right? I have to stop this self-sabotage. I am the only thing, the only person that is in my way right now. And if you have that realization, you're just going to be able to show up and be clear-minded, because the reality is, gentlemen, no one's thinking of you. I get it. We love you. You're important. But when you're at the gym, no one is thinking of you. No one's carving 100 minutes out of their day and just going to judge you. So a few of those things will help. Number one, realize that everybody else is caught up in their own head. Number two, listen to music. It will help you and decrease the self-judgment and the self-talk. Number three, no one is carving time out of their day to go and judge you. All right, so that is it. I see some people showing up. I love it. I see some familiar names and faces. Listen, make sure you follow me live next time. But that is it. I appreciate you. And hopefully this just relieves you of some of that gym stress, that judgment that you have been kind of, you know, a little bit scared about. Like, I get it. I was there. I was petrified. And these things will help you. Realize no one is going there to judge you. No one is going there to make sure you feel like crap. Like, they're going there for their own goals. So should you. And a lot of people in the gym, they're all caught up in their own heads thinking, is this person judging me? Is this? And now you just fall into the mix. Be that one that is actually self-aware. All right, everybody's caught up in their own heads thinking about their own self. Like, I'm not judging them. They're thinking they're getting judged. I'm not judging them. So I'm just going to focus on myself because I'm not getting judged. And I know all these people around. I'm seeing this person on the cable machine, this person doing dumbbell curls. Like, they're not here to judge other people. They're here to get fit. Go judge other people on TikTok. It's a great place for it. Sorry, TikTok. We're live over there. But TikTok's pretty judgmental. I get some critical comments. It's all good. It's a different topic. But like, seriously, that's the realization we have to have. All right. So that is it. I love you. I appreciate you. Have the best day of your life. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.